Good morning, this is Paul Kreger.
And good morning, this is Bill Cuppy.
Welcome to The Chamber Today. This is the weekly program of the Logansport Cass County Chamber of Commerce.
And Paul, this morning we have none other than Becky Harris from Logan's Landing. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen today?
We're good. I'm great. And we're glad to have you back. It seems like we just saw you, but
I'm a frequent flyer.
Good to see you again.
Just getting my card.
Well, you only have four things to talk about today.
You're right.
So knowing how it goes, we better get going on it then.
Right.
So we have some time. We're going to jump right in. Let's go with some upcoming events that Logan's Landing has coming up.
You bet. The one that will be coming up first, and the main thing I wanted to talk about today, is Downtown Green and Clean Day. We've been doing this annual cleanup event for a number of years now, and this year's event is scheduled for Saturday, April 29th. We are just starting to actively recruit volunteers, and the volunteers will be doing things like picking up litter, pulling weeds, sweeping off sidewalks, pretty basic activities to spruce up the downtown. I often refer to the downtown as being kind of the welcome mat of the community. When people arrive in town, if they're coming from the north, if they're coming from the south, or if they're coming from the west, they are going to pass through downtown. And we want it to be inviting and increase our curb appeal. It's good for potential investment. It's good for visitors. It's certainly good for the residents and the people who work downtown. So this event runs from 9 to noon on Saturday, April 29th. If you cannot be there for the entire 3 hours, that's okay. If you want to get there at 9 and you have to leave early, or you can't get there until 10, that's just fine. We do ask that people call ahead and give us at least a rough idea of how many people will be with them so that we make sure we have enough things like bottled water and gardening gloves to go around. So the emphasis for the last several years has been on putting together teams of volunteers. Oftentimes these will be teams that are from a workplace, from a church, from a Boy Scout troop or a Girl Scout troop, that are getting together to do a little bit of volunteer community service. With the Scouts, I often wonder if perhaps they might be earning some points towards badges. I don't know if those still work the way they did many years ago when I was a Girl Scout. But certainly, if anyone needs any sort of documentation from me that they did show up and do a volunteer shift, whether it's for Honor Society at school or a scout troop or what have you, I am more than happy to provide that documentation to you.
And you're able to corral over 200 volunteers.
Yes. Last year we had 211 volunteers. That was by far the largest number we had ever had. And we've really got a system in place. It sounds like it would be utter chaos, and it is for maybe 5 minutes each year, but really for the most part it goes very smoothly. Chairing the event again this year is Deb Ulrich. She chaired it for the first time last year, and it was the most organized event that I've ever seen with her guidance. So this year she's going to do a repeat performance of that. If you are interested in volunteering or interested in finding out more, you can contact me at 722-9345. I'm a staff of one, so there's a chance that you might get the answering machine. Leave a message. I will call you back, I promise. Or you can email me at lldirector@loganslanding.com. We do try to have everybody gather at the depot at 9 o'clock on that morning, on April 29th, because we take one picture of the entire group of volunteers. And every year we have to back up a little bit further to fit everybody in, which is a wonderful thing. Then, if you are there as part of a group, we will take pictures of each individual group as well. I then email those pictures after the event to whichever business or organization so that they can use that. It's good publicity for your business or organization. Most volunteers are not doing it for the publicity. Not saying that they are, but it doesn't hurt. Gives you an opportunity to put it on Facebook or your website or what have you.
Well, let's back up real quick, because it's called the Downtown Green and Clean. Mm-hmm. Remind the audience what downtown is as far as the
boundaries.
The boundaries, yes.
Right. If you are coming into town from the west, the beginning of the Logan's Landing District would be at the confluence where the rivers meet, and it runs as far east as 8th Street. Within that area, it's everything between the two rivers. So it encompasses the area around the county government building. It encompasses the city building. It runs as far east on Market Street as the drive-thrus of Logansport Savings Bank. On Broadway, it would be the Zahner Molloy, and the front of Logansport Savings Bank would be the first or the last property in our district, depending on which direction you're traveling.
So Paul's business is an end point of downtown.
Paul's business is within the boundaries. It runs to 8th. So the very last business on that side of Market Street would be the Cass County Community Foundation.
We're in the last block. So over 200 volunteers. Do you have to solicit them, or do they just show up?
We try to register people in advance, at least a rough idea, again, just to make sure we have enough supplies to go around. Every year, some Boland's Donuts mysteriously appear, and I would hate to not have enough to go around. So we do ask that you give us a holler and let us know about how many people you would have. But really, it's very gratifying to me. I send out, for example, emails to those who had a team last year, and I'm already getting responses back. Oh, we wouldn't miss it. We love doing this every year. We get a lot of folks, too, whose team consists of family. And that's one of the things I like best, is looking at sometimes three generations working together. You've got toddlers and grandma and grandpa and mom and dad all pulling weeds, picking up litter. The assignments are based on your capabilities and your skills. We're not going to put a chainsaw in the hands of a five-year-old, obviously, and say, you know, go trim that bush. If you have expertise in something like landscaping, let us know. But it's fine to bring kids. You know, they can pick up litter. They're not going to accidentally pull somebody's roses instead of weeds.
Well, don't you need to bring your own utensils?
We ask you to bring your own tools simply because we don't have enough to go around for 200 people. We do have some tools. If you bring your own yard tools with you, they will stay with you. They're going to travel with you to wherever you may be going, but I would still advise you to put your name on them just in case there's any confusion over what belongs to who. We have gardening gloves. We will provide bottled water. Trash bags, yard waste bags, and we have a lot of very generous local businesses that year after year donate some of the yard waste bags to us.
And you weigh the trash.
We weigh the trash.
See, that's what's amazing about you, Becky. Yeah. You're into statistics.
I'm into statistics, yes. Gosh, and I didn't bring the right press release with me that had all the stats from last year, but I know it was a staggering amount. The last few years, LMU has been able to bring a front-end loader and a dump truck. And so the front-end loader has circulated around downtown picking up loose brush. So since it's not being bagged, we could only measure it in truckloads. And we've had like two full truckloads of loose brush for the last couple of years, in addition to the yard waste bags and the trash bags that the volunteers have put together.
What might be good to see downtown, and something this past winter that Peak did with the Snow Angel program, it's a commitment from each business to maintain your property. And I wonder if that could be something from an ongoing basis, so it's not just a once-a-year massive cleanup, but throughout the year, a commitment from businesses.
And that's something you would think would kind of go without saying, because if you're a business owner, you want to present, you know, put your best foot forward to potential businesses, but it never hurts to kind of give a gentle reminder. We have packets of information that are in the process of going out to downtown businesses that tell them, hey, we're having this cleanup day. We're counting on you to help us keep it clean. And really, to put it nicely, it's kind of a form of peer pressure. If one guy really keeps his storefront spruced up and the guy next door doesn't, you know, you can kind of generate a little bit of peer pressure there and say, gosh, look next door. Look how nice his place looks.
Yeah. Competition. Sure. Well, we have a few more minutes. We're not out of time yet, but I know you have a few other items you want to quickly go over.
Exactly. I just want to at least mention dates. The annual Celebrate Logansport event, which most of us call Strawberry Shortcake Day, the date has been set for June 1st. That's a Thursday, and it is from 11 to 2 at the farmer's market lot. We sell strawberry shortcake for $5. That's a fundraiser. Everything else is free. Free birthday cake while supplies last, free kids activities, etc. The Taste of Cass County has been scheduled. That is on Saturday, August 12th. This is the 12th annual Taste of Cass County, and that will take place along Melbourne Avenue and in the Little Turtle Waterway. And we are actively recruiting sponsors at this time. If you have a business or organization that's looking for a good PR opportunity, please give me a call, send me an email. We have sponsorships at various dollar levels, and we will work with you to find something that fits your budget.
Who's the chair of TASTE this year?
TASTE of Cass County is being co-chaired again this year by Kim English and Denise Massey. They co-chaired it last year, and they did a wonderful job, and they're doing so again this year. They have certainly greatly expanded the Kids Corner over the last few years, and they have a new theme for the Kids Corner this year. It's going to be Pirates and Princesses. Doesn't that sound like fun?
All right, and the last thing you want to talk about is this coming weekend.
Yes, I want to just shift gears.
Tomorrow.
Yes, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Just shift gears quickly. Civic Players will be presenting Steel Magnolias, the stage version, the original of Steel Magnolias at the Historic State Theater downtown. That's Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th at 7:30, and Sunday 26th at 2:30 in the afternoon. Tickets are $10. Come on out and support the arts in your community, and you're also supporting a wonderful historic building downtown. So we'd love to see you. It's a wonderful show.
And seeing that any play in that venue is a different feel.
It is. It's you're closer. The audience is closer to the stage. It's a more, I think, a little bit more relaxed feel. And, of course, the State Theater does have a bar and a concession stand, and those are features that do not exist at McHale Performing Arts Center. McHale is a fantastic facility, but sometimes it's a little too big for some of the Civic Players shows, and the State Theater is scaled a little bit more appropriately for some of the shows.
Well, the bar would help us relax.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and this play coming up, Steel Magnolias, this weekend. Your role, Becky, are you in the play?
I play Lisa Boudreau. She's the grouchy old bat with a heart of gold. It's a stretch. It's a stretch, but that's why they call it acting. Yes, it's a wonderful show. All local folks in it, being directed by a local person. And again, come out and support the arts. It's not going to kill you, I promise. The show, if you remember the movie, yes, there is a tearjerker aspect to it. But other than that aspect, an awful lot of the dialogue is very, very funny. I promise you're going to laugh, and I predict that you probably will cry a few tears
Don't you think most people have seen the movie?
I would think so. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, Becky, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Real quick reminder, though, before we lose you. Downtown Green and Clean, the date again,
Saturday,
time.
April 29th, 9 to noon. Call me at 722-9345, and I'll fill you in on the details.
And we're going for 212 this year.
We're hoping for 212 or at least 211 and a half.
So if we get the same crowd plus Paul.
Yeah, there you go.
We're there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll be the half.
We'll borrow your shovel. All right. Well, will that count?
I'll bring my weed whip.
Okay. Well, Paul, let's jump to the calendar. Again, thank you, Becky, for helping out and coming in, and we'll see you soon. Our calendar, our March business of the month, Paul, is the Gray Mill right downtown in Logansport, which is in Logan's Landing, celebrating 65 years in business. We also have a Third House session coming up on Saturday, April 8th. At 8 a.m. at Westside Diner. Our last one, we had a packed house. We had about 55 people came to that. So if you're tied into politics or legislation or something that you want your senators or representatives to hear, come on down again Saturday, April 8th at 8 a.m. And we have a new thing coming up, marketing. We surveyed our entire membership, and they wanted to know more about marketing. So we have an informational session coming up on April 11th from 9 to 10 at the Chamber Community Room. So if you want to learn more about marketing and how to do it and how it's effective and how to track it and things like that, give us a call. And we are at 753-6388.
All right. And be sure to visit the Chamber online at logan-castchamber.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, as always, we make our usual suggestion. Volunteer for a civic activity like the Downtown Green and Clean or program. And also plan to join us at the Chamber of Commerce as we work to make Logansport and Cass County better for business and better for you.
Come see us next week, and thank you for being part of the Chamber today.